Welcome to Radio Splode, the Splodinator.com podcast. As always, I'm your host, Noobs, and I'm joined by co-host Sulcy.
Hey.
Co-host Weskimo.
Hello.
And special guest, a particular person.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks, Noobs.
This has been the this will be the long-teased Dating Gamers episode. So, the four of us, I like to think, are experts in the realms of relationships, dating, and romance.
We're pretty effing good at them.
Yeah. You guys are old, so...
We're old. We've had experiences,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
We've had
experienced. We prefer experienced,
yeah,
not
you're old.
Old.
Bones, whatever.
Now, we have
quality
a bunch...
Quantity low. Quantity low.
We...
Yeah. Hey.
We put the call out to our listeners to get their opinions and feedback on their experiences.
Yeah.
But before we do that, could we very vaguely put our... What am I trying to say? Express what makes us the experts that we are.
I don't know. We're gamers and we've been dating people.
And so, for example, myself.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go over Noobs' history.
Dating. Very vaguely.
Resume, if you will.
I've dated some ladies... some of them bigger gamers, some of them not really, but all of the ladies I've dated were at least willing to sit down and maybe play a little Tetris, a little Mario Kart, you know, a little casual something.
Just the way names
like it. Casual gaming, yeah. Console gaming.
That's a shot from our PC-loving Salsi.
Which...
Hardcore games.
What this reminds me of, or highlights, is that... Gamer is very much not a blanket term.
Not even a little bit.
Because you can date a gamer, and perhaps you're a console gamer, and she is more of a PC gamer, for example, and you might have very little overlap in your interests there.
This is true.
Or, you know, maybe you're some kind of COD bro,
yeah,
and she prefers Pokemon.
Oh,
I don't know. You know, it could go any which way.
That's true.
And technically, you're both gamers, but your interests don't really overlap. Alright, a particular person, what makes you the expert that you are?
Because I was previously a non-gamer.
Yeah.
And after dating a gamer...
A particular gamer,
if you will, for several years, I have started to play. So I'd like to think I represent the non-gamer side being introduced.
See, this is really important to have you on because you're someone... You're the example that we can teach to others. How do you get your non-gaming girlfriend into gaming?
Oh, no, I don't want to be that girl.
You are the blueprint to help the gamers men of the world.
Okay.
Let me tell you, gaming men. This is how you do it. Persistence. Nothing but just unrelenting persistence.
Unrelenting?
Unrelenting.
Eventually, you have to say yes.
Now, is the trick kind of the Reese's Pieces luring E.T. up the stairs where you're like...
Do you know what the trick is? Is
don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. That's a good trick.
Some people don't have that bone in their body.
I don't understand. They're continuing... it sounds like they have continuous bone-enforced erections.
No, they're just douchebags all the time. Non-conducive.
But, if I think the reason I play games now is, okay... I'll play this game with you, but you have to do something with me. So gamer men, if you are willing to say do things with your women, they're going to be much more.
Something...
Maybe you don't like them, but too bad. Suck it up, because if you want your women to,
come on, it's a way for you to learn each other's interests.
Yeah, no,
right?
It's totally true.
So
totally
what?
True.
What's an example there of something you would trade off for some gaming?
Come camping with me.
Camping for gaming?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Camping.
She's more of an outdoor girl.
Yeah, I like being outside and stuff like that, so.
Where we know gamers tend to be less so.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
The sun maybe scares them a bit. I think when we first dating, I got you skydiving. That was pretty exciting.
Skydiving.
Yeah, so, men... Perhaps ladies, if you're trying to get your men to game.
I think we just threw anonymity out the window there.
Yeah,
someone is you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice work there, app.
So, Eskimo.
They didn't know.
Were
that
you
before.
Opposed
no.
to skydiving?
I don't know. It was a lot of fun. It wasn't on my list of things that I need to do in the next few weeks, but
yeah.
You knocked that achievement off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can see he did it.
Yeah.
Not really something to be opposed to. Dude.
No, I just, it's not something that I would ever really go out of my way to do. But it was
this
a lot of fun.
Like, you get pushed a little bit out of your comfort zone, and she as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we both find things that kind of, we both like, hey, I kind of like playing some of the games, and then you're like, hey, I kind of like doing whatever it is that you like doing.
In terms of the gaming, is it more stuff you play together cooperatively, competitively?
That probably depends on the person. For me, I like stuff that we play together. And I know I've tried a couple games, and I'm like, no, this sucks.
Yeah.
So...
So there's still genres and things.
You gotta develop your game.
When you're developing your gamer partner, you do have to... it could be grooming
them like a bonsai.
Exactly. Anyway, you gotta play towards their interests as well and find games you think they might like. Like if
I tried that Diablo or something, and that was horrible. I lasted
so what do you like?
What are the
tops on your list?
I like playing Magic.
Magic,
that's a fun game.
And
I think that's
super nerdy. I think that's one.
I love it.
Just that's up from video games.
And that took like one year to get me to play.
Wow, that's persistence.
This takes time, gentlemen.
You got to approach it in the right way when you bring up the subject, and you know when you say let's play this game when you're describing it, you know, make it so that it appeals to them. For example, with Magic. It's one of those games where you can, you know, the game's going along and then all of a sudden you drop one or two cards and it's just an utter crapshoot after that. And that's the kind of maniacal
laugh cue
that she likes.
Magic is great as an entry point, I think, because there are so many aspects of the game that a non-gaming lady might be interested in.
It's like a card game.
There's the art aspect, there's the literary aspect, there's the strategic aspect.
I have read
about people who are like, oh, I like the quotes, I got into the books, that kind of thing.
Actually, no, I do know someone who likes the characters and stuff like that.
Yeah, so if that could be an entry point for somebody right there. So.
Yeah.
I also like playing League of Legends.
Yeah.
I play that now.
Cooperatively.
Yeah,
right?
That also took, again, I think that was 2 years to get
me. 2 years? My God.
But now I like playing it, so I mean...
Wow. This more than anything just proves the power of persistence right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Eventually testifying.
Yeah.
Wescomo, I want to hear your... I think app has covered most of what you have to bring to the table here, but...
For the most part.
Do you have any other experiences?
I guess it's... I don't know. It's the same deal what I was saying. You got to play to their interests. If they don't have interest in video games at all... And they're not willing to... Like, I mean, we've covered the whole compromise thing. Like, you do something with them, they'll hang out with you and
like
do some gaming.
Like, dance
classes.
Oh, all right.
Soon. See, but I mean,
that's
like,
persistence. More than 2 years.
Yeah. But it might come down to... It might come down to just playing really, really casual games, like Mario Party.
Yeah.
that's a good one to get people... playing the little mini games and stuff.
Or if you get people together in a group, like, it's better if you get a bunch of friends over, and then it's harder to be like, no, I'm gonna not play this game. It's like, hey, everyone's playing, let's learn. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What about you, noobs? How did it...
Hang on, I feel like there are strands that I need to catch up.
Oh, okay.
First of all, Eskimo, what if you're dating someone who's openly hostile to your nerdy interests?
That was that was a challenge.
But you can still, if maybe she's a nice person, then maybe you can just like, okay, I will do my thing, then you can do your things.
If in the end of the day she's just not going to come around, or he, I mean,
yeah,
we're falling into some gender roles, a little bit of stereotyping, but I guess persistence is important, but at the same time,
there are times where you should probably just
pick
give it
your
up.
Battles.
Yeah,
just give it up
go.
As a lost cause and leave it alone.
And, you know, I think, gaming is a fine, healthy activity. Don't let it run your life. If the only way you can spend time with your girlfriend is to game with her, you got bigger problems.
than
the fact that she won't play with you, right? Like, I think that it's for a lot of people, you read on the internet, guys, younger guys, who are like, how do I find a gamer girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's a nice thing to shoot for, but it's not mandatory for having a healthy relationship.
No,
or
I mean,
something.
You can have the relationship, and like.
I think as long as the relationship is healthy, to begin with, then I know that other stuff kind of.
Yeah, I think the
game
is a nice addition to a relationship.
Right, it should not be the backbone.
No, not at all.
All right, Celsi, what expertise do you bring to the table here?
Well, currently I'm dating a gamer.
Okay. Do you have anything more explicit on that front?
How do your interests line up? What's the... Do you guys have a lot of overlapping games or a lot of games you play together?
Kind of, from what I used to do, so it's a little bit reversed.
Yeah.
That's probably
good. Celsi used to be pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
But you've got a career and stuff.
Yeah, so...
What about past experiences?
So in past experience, I've had a, as I say, MMO boyfriend.
Okay.
Also a real life boyfriend.
It's MMO.
Massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Like
World
of Warcraft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
was a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So you met him in an MMO, right?
Yeah.
I'm not laughing. I just was
so this is like
I was just thinking of something else funny.
Yep.
Good cover.
So okay, we have to get into this a little bit, Celsi, because this is like this fairy tale thing that you think only happens that you read about online or something. But
yeah.
You lived the dream.
I lived the dream.
So how was that? Was that, like, did that, meeting the guy in the game, did that make the game really central to...
What's the dream? What is this dream?
For, like, the fat, nerdy, pimply, MMO-addicted guy...
To find a
actually... None of that describes him. I'm not claiming that.
Or
I'm just saying there are a lot of lonely guys playing MMOs wishing they could meet a sexy lady in their game, right?
Yeah.
And so often, you have even guys pretending to be female characters just to get stuff from guys in games, right? The guys
that's
will...
That's kind of a different issue, unless you're accusing me of something.
No, I'm just saying,
I've
you can take advantage of these guys in MMOs sometimes, if you are a girl.
Well, I think
that's
a totally different issue. Yeah. I don't know why you keep bringing it
okay,
up.
Okay,
go ahead.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Anyway, so did you find that when you were meeting this guy in the game, did that make the game really, really central to your relationship, or was that...
The game was always central to both of our lives. That's the definition of MMO.
All right.
So, I mean, you just, like, if you play, let's say, a couple hours a day...
Oh, is that all?
Just
and
just
you
a
have a regular group of people...
Yeah.
It's no different than real life, where you... have a friend or
where you have a kind of inner circle
so,
where
like,
you do
a guild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if say like now, like say you were still in a relationship with this guy and like now you know you've got work and stuff like that, so you can't play as often with that your relationship
well,
that with that guy.
But that's
yeah, that's
I think,
part of why it did happen.
Because once it does come to real
I
life, well then it doesn't
kinda,
really
yeah.
work.
But it did work well in real life because we were both playing often.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
once
I don't. I think to this day he still plays just as much in MMO, so it definitely wouldn't work out anymore.
So that kind of seems to me then, if a game is the cornerstone of your relationship, you take away the game.
Well, I think if you both manage to wean off of it,
yeah, okay.
it'd be different because then you could both dedicate that time better.
Yeah, when that's like, I mean, it's the same deal as you know, spending time together in real life. Of if you know, if that part of your life falls away,
yeah.
if camping was what you guys always did
yeah,
together, and then you
true,
all of a sudden
yeah.
didn't have time for camping anymore,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the you know you either got to find something else in the relationship or
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
bail.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, I guess you know, I guess it's not that much different.
No.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Except for camping's better.
But I okay. yeah, it's okay.
So,
come on.
All right, let's not get into that.
Sorry, continue.
I was just. I mean, doesn't that. Say something like if that's the only thing you guys have going, that's a problem.
That's like anything though.
That's why we just
yeah,
discussed
yeah.
if there's
okay.
that one thing in the relationship and you
yeah.
take it away.
You should try to develop multiple things you're both interested in my opinion.
Exactly.
But like
sex.
To be fair, if
yes,
you
like,
there,
like sex. There,
there
you,
you
go.
Go. Don't make sex the cornerstone of your relationship either, you're gonna have problems. All right, go
so
ahead.
Sorry, good while, but
it'll last you a while, but not forever.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Celsi.
I forgot what I did.
Celsi, you have we put this out to the listeners and they've responded.
Oh yeah.
So let's see
about
what they can
I'm
inspire
to see
her.
What they said.
So Danny on Facebook says, in regards to what his or her experiences would have been with dating gamers or gaming with your partner, and he or she says not enough.
Not enough.
So I don't know if that means that they didn't date enough people that were experienced with games, or they just didn't
play
games.
I think he's saying is, I need a girlfriend.
Yeah. Or boyfriend.
But if you spend all your time online playing games, how are you going to meet a girlfriend?
Well, it depends what type of game you're playing.
If you're playing an MMO like Soulsea,
I think that MMOs are definitely the most conducive to having a relationship with.
Oh, probably, because other games, it's, well, that game, like you said, you have a group
it's
of people
like
you play with all the time.
I've never played an MMO, so I don't know.
Rather than, like, I mean, you play StarCraft or whatever, or Call of Duty, you get randomly matchmade against
people. Because it's like the
same
thing, you go to, like, a social thing outside.
Yeah.
I think I read an article once that somebody met their current wife while playing Call of Duty or something.
We did a story about them meeting through Halo.
Oh, Halo,
that
was it, yeah.
So,
but, and that to me is really surprising because well,
how
I guess
do you
they
have enough interaction.
Well, if you have clans and things, I think.
I guess, man, you have to be really into it.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's.
But
nice
I mean,
if you're in the same clan,
yeah, if
yeah,
you
yeah,
actually
yeah.
did that, but it's just a much smaller percentage of the player base than for an MMO.
Yeah,
maybe, but like if you are a voice chat 24/7, you might not
yeah.
even be in the game and still.
True. Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
Yeah,
voice chat 20.
Like if you're communicating
like if you're,
over voice
yeah.
to, while you're playing,
rather than just typing
24/7.
Well, if you're really hardcore into Halo.
Really?
Like, if you're lonely and you're watching TV, but you're still in the voice chat because you don't want to play, but you feel like hanging out with
yeah, you made a connection and now you're talking and you're not...
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Lisa of Splowplay says, we have different tastes in what games we like to play, but we have played MMOs together mostly.
Cool.
Right now we're playing Sanitarium and just figuring out the puzzles together.
Aw, that's cute. So it's like finding new games that you can both enjoy.
Yeah.
Together.
That's a nice idea. I don't know. What about the pass and play? That could be a bonding experience.
What do you mean?
What?
Instead of playing cooperatively, you just, like, take turns.
That's lame and boring. You have to really like the game if you're going to do that.
But if you're teaching someone, I don't know, when you're going to teach me StarCraft, you're going to pretty much have to do it like that, or I ain't learning StarCraft.
You get to sit together, right?
Yeah.
I guess it's no different than watching on TV.
Yeah.
See, and that's one thing that I do like about gaming is it's something a little bit more interactive for two people in a relationship to do.
Right. Except
better than sitting there on your ass watching TV mindlessly, both thinking your own thoughts,
but then,
staring
like,
at the TV.
Sometimes too, like I know we've played like League of Legends and like we're not even like it's like we could be in the same room sort of, but we're talking to each other through headphones. So I mean, really,
we're still connected.
But we only
but like
but
we don't have to be.
We only do that when
yeah.
you know we're playing with other people who aren't in the
yeah.
same room. It's not like we're next to each other playing with just us and still talking through headphones
or
that's
through
true.
The keyboard.
But then
though.
Sometimes
yeah,
like,
or,
we've like
or
gone downstairs because like the headphones sound
reverb
funny or something.
And
so like,
stuff, yeah.
I wouldn't really say that's a bonding experience.
But
so much.
There's kind of an old bit of dating advice, which is don't take her to a movie on the first date because you want something more interactive.
Yeah,
gaming.
I don't know if taking a girl home to play Smash Brothers is your first date.
Especially if you're noobs because you're a total dick when you play.
If you just beat her down every time and be like, "Yes, I raped you in your face." Teabag! Yeah, don't do that.
How does the skull fuck taste?
Yeah. You're not going to impress her with
not
that.
Not so much.
Don't trash talk your partner, guys.
No.
Especially if she could potentially beat you up with noobs again. It's quite possible.
I think you're getting
totally
called out here.
I think I am.
Yeah.
Salsi, I think there's one more that
yes,
you got
there's
there.
One more. Wiley44 says, we only play Lego games together, and even then she is very frustrating to play with.
Frustrating!
Oh. There are those, though. I know sometimes I'll play with Dear Wesley here, and I'm like, hey, by the way,
you're so good at this.
What?
Okay, well, I don't understand. What's the problem?
Well, no, and then he'll like you're saying, don't be a dick, and then it's like, I'm like, well, I'm not having fun. This sucks. Peace out. So I can see how,
yeah.
Or if you're playing with someone such as myself, and they really, really suck, and I can imagine that could be really, really frustrating, too.
Could be.
I hate when like someone's teaching you, but they don't let you go slow enough to like catch on, and then they like do douche moves on you, and then you're like, well,
dude, what the fuck? So careful, gentlemen, when you're introducing your lady friends to these games, because you want it to be a good experience.
Yeah.
In the
and you know what? Winning is fun,
anymore.
So you have to always let them win. But when they're just starting out, it doesn't hurt the cause if they think they're good at it.
Yeah.
That they'll want to keep.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you ever let her win?
1 second. This entire conversation, taken out of context, could be a total metaphor for sex.
Good really? Point, Wes.
Yeah. You have to let her win sometimes.
Sometimes.
And you gotta ease her into it. Yeah. Make sure it's a good experience for everybody.
I can't believe I didn't pick up on that. I'm so embarrassed.
I sat here just.
I'm so embarrassed.
So you're saying let her win sometimes.
Yeah, just when she thinks she's good at it. It's like reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got to trick her a little bit.
Yeah.
Even if she's frustrating now, she'll never get better unless frustrating if you don't put the time in. Yeah. So
he mentioned the Lego games. That isn't, despite what Weskimo will say, that's actually a pretty good example of a very easy co-op game. You can't even die in those games. That's something to get a new gamer into gaming. Right there is the Lego game.
Yeah, could be. Depending on their interests, right?
Again, depending. Because they are adventure games. She might just not be into it.
Especially if you don't know where you're going. You just wander around in circles and never die.
That's true. No good. You should try it. You should know what you're doing so you can help her along. Yeah. Don't let her get frustrated, in my opinion. It's all see? Anything else?
No.
Well, I can't think of anything else to say. Can anyone else?
I think he had something, but it's gone now. So.
Anybody got any memorable stories they want to quickly throw out there? Anything funny?
I can't think of anything.
No, nothing specific right now?
Okay.
Do you? No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I'm just thinking of, I want to make a new magic deck, and there's a part of me that's really angry that I've turned into that girl.
So. Okay. Oh, wait, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Why?
Because, I guess, I didn't want to be.
Are you ashamed of yourself?
A little bit, yeah.
Ashamed, but there's nothing to be ashamed about.
And I guess that's,
I think sometimes girls feel it more, too, because there's a stereotype that they're not very good at games, so unless you dedicate yourself 100% and, like, become an expert, you're that girl that kind of plays games.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of taints the experience.
Yeah, I would say there's that as well. You don't want to be, like, just, oh, the girl playing.
And
but also, I'm a little, or I have been kind of anti-game in the past, I would say.
There's some negative.
I definitely had negative feelings towards gaming.
And nerdiness.
And nerdiness in general, yes.
Now you feel like you're infected.
I am infected. That's what I used to say. Nerd is a disease, and we're all getting infected.
Disease, Weskimo.
Yeah, yeah. But now that I am more mature, if you will,
this is good.
My interests are changing.
It's like drinking wine when you first was like,
Exactly. Now you're like, wow, this shit is good. I'm gonna drink the whole bottle.
Did you hear what she just said about magic?
I'm not even joking. I have like a green white deck that I want to make, and I'm just like, holy shit. So, persistence, gentlemen. If you have a good lady, persistence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else? Final thoughts, guys?
No, just
I
gaming.
I really like that pink controller.
There you go. You can get her in with some.
Yes,
some
with the fancy pink shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, gaming is, you know, it's a really nice, I don't know, activity to do together or against each other or whatever, but, you know, again, I find it's just something that's better than both just mindlessly watching TV and some downtime, right?
But try to find other interests, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a great addition to a relationship, but, you know.
It's not mandatory.
I don't think it. Yeah, exactly. If your partner isn't into games, fine.
Suck it up. Find something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it on your own time. Don't ignore her for your games.
Don't do that. Oh, don't do that.
Oh, God.
What?
I guess maybe we'll say a story of sometimes when I come home and Wes is playing games, it really bugs me because he's in the game.
He's in the zone.
Yeah, he's in the zone. And so that's me kind of, like, if
what are you expecting from him?
Yeah, see, I'm expecting, well, sometimes. But I want a hello. But now, so I think we've come kind of to a, like, I still get pissed off sometimes, but I think I'm a little better because I'm like, well, if I was, like, watching a movie or something, maybe I would not immediately jump up to say hi.
Well, watching a movie? See, if I was watching a movie, I'd jump up to say hi.
No, fuck you, Eskimo. You are the worst for getting distracted by TV and not saying hello.
Yes. Well, whatever.
And why are you defending the point that she's trying to stick up and make it a valid point? You should be like, you're right.
I'm going to defend myself a little bit and just say the reason that I don't jump off the game and say hello and do whatever and be all attentive is because
Pause is too hard to reach.
I'm playing
especially on your console.
See, I'm playing with other people, like League of Legends or something.
Hi guys, grandma just walked in. Pause.
Yeah, but
she does that every hour.
Every hour.
Like every day.
She's checking in on me.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what you thought.
You can't pause a game of League of Legends for and you've got 9 other people there that if you
they're counting on you.
If you leave, it wrecks the game. Period.
That's not always true. But I see your point
and
now.
StarCraft, there's like
now
if
that
you
I've played
leave for a minute, you're already way behind and you're dead. You might as well not play.
Now that I've played League of Legends, I kind of understand. And you're pretty good about coming down and saying hi when you have, you know, when you're done the game or whatever. So I think it's back and forth where, okay, you can't leave the game immediately.
Exactly. Like,
but when you do, go say hi.
Yeah.
Don't ignore your women for games, or at least make sure that she knows you're not ignoring her because you're ignoring her. You're ignoring her because, like you say, maybe there's other people online.
Okay.
Well, I'll just say that...
still pisses me off sometimes.
It's important to remember in a relationship that you find time for yourself and for your partner.
That's right.
You gotta find a balance there.
That's a good
there
way.
There you go.
There you go.
So figure out however you need to get that sorted, get it sorted.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it for us. This has pretty much been the funniest podcast I've ever recorded.
Jesus Christ.
I think Weskimo's enjoyed it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up, though.
So, thanks for listening, and take it away, Sulcy.
Send us your Radio Splode questions, feedback, and episode ideas to hosts@splodenator.com. That's hosts@splodenator.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/splodenator. Check out our videos and leave your comments on our YouTube channels, youtube.com/marnex, and youtube.com/definitive50. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes as well.